How often do you think about heaven? I was thinking about this question myself recently. For some reason, I found myself one morning thinking about my prayers and thinking about those mental images that I form when I pray. And I noticed that very frequently I have in my mind's eye Jesus on the cross. But very rarely do I find Jesus teaching or preaching or healing in my imagination. And even more rarely, Jesus risen, ascended, glorified, surrounded by the saints in heaven. And I suppose there isn't necessarily anything very wrong with that. The cross, after all, has been for centuries an important focus for Christian devotion, and in the West, perhaps the focus for Christian devotion. And yet I tried to probe some of the reasons why the cross might loom so large in my imagination, and why Jesus in his glory might play such a small part in my prayer life. I suppose one reason is simply that Jesus on the cross is so much easier for us to imagine. It is an image that continues to be inescapable. We see it everywhere. But Jesus, surrounded by the saints in glory, however, is more challenging for the human imagination. The Church of England avoids the title of saint for those it remembers in its calendar, having no formal mechanism for canonization. And yet one person who has as good a claim as any to being an Anglican saint is Richard Hooker, whose festival was celebrated on Friday. Richard Hooker was a 16th century priest and theologian whose writings defended the Elizabethan Church of England against the more radical reformers who wanted to push the Reformation further. And according to Hooker's biographer, on the last day of his life, his doctor found Hooker disinclined to conversation, and so the doctor asked him what was on his mind. And Hooker's reply was that he was meditating on the number and nature of angels and their blessed obedience and order. So how often do you think about heaven? How often do you meditate on the number and nature of angels? How often do you meditate on Jesus and the saints in glory? Jesus, after all, taught us to pray, "Our Father who art in heaven." But if you're anything like me, you don't think about heaven very often, or at least not in a serious and focused way. And yet I'm beginning to think that really I should. Listen again to the gospel. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." The kingdom of heaven and the vision of God. This is Jesus' promise. And this is where we are to set our thoughts and our desires. Today's reading from Revelation offers us a vision of heaven. If you wanted to begin a devotion of meditating on heaven, this passage wouldn't be a bad place to start. We find a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. We find the throne of God the focus of their life, and the Lamb at the center of the throne. They worship day and night, and they are given comfort and shelter. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. How often do you think about heaven? But I hear your objection. Thinking about heaven is all very well, you say, but we are here on earth, and here on earth we have work to do. Here there is injustice and scandal. Here there is poverty and strife. Here there is violence and conflict. Let that be our focus. Let there be no daydreaming of heaven. Let ours be rather a practical faith. Let us work to relieve suffering. Let us feed the sick. Let us give shelter to the homeless.